The Wild and Cougars kicked off Week 4 of the Cowichan Women's Football League on Friday night with an entertaining matchup. "It was super exciting," noted CWFL organizer Chris Mann. By halftime, Dynekee Peterson and Kerry McKelvey had scored touchdowns while Piper Bellina had a sack and a two-point safety totaling 15 points and command of the game for the Wild. Halftime seemed to change everything, however, as the Cougars broke free and scored 20 unanswered points to steal the win right out from under the Wild. "Sunday was a great day for football, despite the weather not agreeing. Mother Nature threw everything at players. Sunshine, wind and rain, tents were flying, balls were drifting," Mann explained, "but overall a great day." The Wild had hoped to rebound after Friday night's stunner but met with a rolling Ravens side. Despite getting excellent effort from rookie Rochelle Young, who picked off two pitches, and team leader Val Chambers, along with Peterson's lone touchdown, the Ravens just couldn't be beaten. "The Ravens tried anything and everything to move the ball, scoring 39 points with Nikita Kitagawa setting the bar on both offense and defense," Mann noted. Meanwhile, the Crew were held to a rare 19 points in the first half against a stubborn Storm defense led by Ashton Alman on Sunday. Then in the second half, the Storm mounted an attack that closed the gap with a touchdown by Caitlin Erickson and one by Kira Rapp, who literally ran through the Crew's defense to score. The Crew were not quite done yet and answered with majors from Nikisa Lavalli and Janelle Mould to end the game 33-12. And keep their win streak alive. The last game of the day had the Cougars crossing paths with the Law, and it was a back-and-forth game with both quarterbacks Jamie Olsen for the Law and Tara Jefferson for the Cougars, throwing the ball deep down the field. In the end, the Cougars prevailed 32-12.